Good morning, everyone. Today is the 28th of November, 2022, Monday morning. Hope you're having a good week so far this morning. Several years ago, as many of you know, I wrote this book. God does not love everyone, but He does love His elect from everlasting to everlasting. A lot of people want to believe that God's love is demonstrated without exception to every man, girl, woman, and boy on the face of the earth. But that's just not what the Bible demonstrates to us. It appeals to the flesh that God loves everybody. But according to the 9th chapter of Romans, God hated Esau before Esau was born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. If God loved everyone without exception, then that means that He would shower His grace upon everyone and everyone would be saved. The Bible gives us a very clear distinction of two peoples on the face of the earth. Like I said, this does not appeal to the flesh, does it? God is supreme. He is the potter, we are the clay. We are told that He has made one vessel unto honor and one unto dishonor. We are told that there are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. We are told that He has created the wicked for the day of evil. We are told that the elect are chosen before creation, and that He has known them with an everlasting love, and that means from everlasting past to everlasting future. God is sovereign over evil. We are told in Amos, the 3rd chapter, is there not evil in the city, and God hath not done it? Jesus Christ came into the world to save His people from their sins, and He accomplished what He came to do. He says, "My sheep hear My voice, and they follow Me, and no man can pluck them out of My hand." My sheep hear My voice. So if we've heard the voice of the shepherd, we are most certainly one of His sheep. The 17th chapter of John, the 2nd verse, says that He has given Him power over all flesh. In John 6:37, we read, "All that the Father hath given Him will come to Him." We have the golden chain of salvation registered very succinctly in the 8th chapter of Romans. "For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate. And those whom He predestinated, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And whom He justified, He also glorified." Well, for God's people, we've been sanctified, preserved, and called, according to Jude. From the time most Americans can learn and understand English, they are taught in Sunday school and church that God loves everyone and sent His Son to die for the sins of the whole world with absolutely no exceptions. They are told that is why Christ died on the cruel and rugged cross, to make it possible that all men and women could be saved from going to hell. However, they are also told that you're not going to hell is entirely up to you by letting Jesus into your heart and believing upon him. And until you make a decision to do this, you will be eternally lost. But when you decide to let him into your heart and believe upon Jesus, you are then saved and will gain entry into eternal bliss heaven. When you die. It's one of the greatest lies ever perpetrated on mankind. Making man the author of his own salvation by his own decision, as if he could do anything, being dead in his trespasses and sin. The Bible makes it very clear that God is the one who determines everyone's destiny, whether it be heaven or hell, whether they before they're even born. The biblical terms of predestination, election, foreordination, ordained, and such like point out the eternal predetermination by God of those who would be his children and those who would not be his children. Had many people get very upset over the title of this book, God Does Not Love Everyone. And they cite John 3:16, For God so loved the world, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. My question is, who are the whosoevers that believe on him? Not all believe upon him. And where does belief and faith come from? Does it come from a dead in your trespasses and sin person? So this morning, if you have any interest in this subject and you want to delve into the truth of the gospel, I would be more than happy to send you a PDF copy of this book, where I've pulled out all the scriptures that show this distinction between the two peoples on the face of the earth. Just send me an email to rothmillerstewart@gmail.com, R-O-T-H, Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, @gmail.com, and I'll send you a PDF copy of this book. It's 350 plus pages. The other thing is, regarding God's salvation, is that it is absolutely purposeful and accomplished. His redemption is accomplished, and it was applied and was finished at the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. He didn't just make it possible that men would come to him. He made it absolutely certain that all of his sheep would come to him. He chose them in him before the foundation of the world, before they were even born. What a certainty that gives to the child of grace. Well, may the good Lord be with you today in a special way is my prayer, and let us always remember that God has accomplished everything that he's purposed to do. He doesn't offer the gospel. The gospel is not a used car. God has absolutely secured salvation for all of his people. May the good Lord be with you today is my prayer. God bless.